Hence it. We are going to get into one of the most important subjects in Christian theology. How many of you, if I cannot get into this subject, we are going to miss everything else. This is a foundational scripture in Christian theology. How many of you have heard originally? Okay, good. Now, how many believe affected Adam only? Not all humanity. The sin affected only Adam, not all humanity. No, good. How many believe that fallen man, unbelievers, fallen man are spiritually sick? There are few believe that spiritually sick. That means if you are spiritually sick, you are alive. You are half alive. Okay? Is that what you believe? Some say yes. We are going to resolve this problem very soon. Where do you find the original sin in the New Testament? Genesis 2:17, that's the foundational scripture. But where do you find original New Testament?
I think in Romans.
Romans, starting from verse 12.
Yeah.
So if everybody turns to her, while you are turning, I'm going to ask, what do you mean by original sin? Sin, not eternal. It had a beginning. That's what its original means. I'm not going to go where Satan sinned against God, but I'm on man here. So God made man good without sin. Adam was innocent. He was born without holy and he was righteous before God. Adam was totally naked with God without any bad thoughts. So when we say God, it doesn't mean that God made Adam infinitely good. He was good, no sin, but yet he was not infinite. Okay? God Almighty made Adam, we are talking of original sin in humanity, and Romans chapter 5, verse 12. Let's Romans chapter 5, verse 12. Therefore, just as through one man sin, it through sin and death spread to all men. Us, Adam sinned, right? Wrong. Okay. As I said, we are going to get into the meat of the word. If I just keep on talking, we got to be like Bereans. We got to be, our mind should be, we will not miss anything. I said, because of one man's sin entered the world, and death through sin, and death came because Adam sinned. And many of you said yes. He doesn't say that. Because all sin, not only Adam. Now, the question some people ask, well, it was Adam who sinned. Why am I responsible? Huh? Why am I responsible for somebody else's sin? Does people ask questions like that from you? We need to be equipped in the Word of God to answer any questions. There are things that we don't know. If we don't know, we come to God in prayer. As revealed by the Word of God, we can answer. You cannot answer the Trinity. In the Trinity, absolutely, but we believe. So, it's all sin. Now remember, Adam is a representation of all humanity. A representation of all humanity, meaning he represented all of us. He is head of mankind. If the fountain head is corrupted, everybody here? If the fountain head is sin is going to enter through Adam, the balance, all of us, our nature is going to be corrupted through Adam. Let me ask you one more question. If your grandfather died 9 years old, where will you be today? Will you be here? If your great-grandfather or great-grand, you won't be here. Right? Your father won't be here because your grandfather will milk your father. You won't be here. But the Bible says we were all in Adam. We all came from Adam. I'm just trying to show a point. Because not only we sin in Adam, we were all in Adam. The word Adam means really meaning humanity. We were all in Adam. Now, sin entered the race by one man. How come it's not through Eve, as she's the one who ate the forbidden fruit? Why didn't Apostle Paul say, with one woman, it entered the whole race? Why is it man? Why? I'm asking tough questions. The reason is, whom did God give the law to Eve? Adam. Eve came from who? From Adam. Right? God gave the law to Adam. So when God gave the law to Adam, it was Adam who is going to be obedient. Alright? He came from Adam, from the side of Adam. Now, when God gave the law to Adam, it was given to Adam the probationary period, whether Adam was going to obey the law or not. If Adam obeyed the law, he would have. Okay? That means you can have eternal your works. Your works. Adam would have gained eternal life through his works by obeying the law. And if you obey all of the law, you become righteous, right? Your effort. Alright. We understand that. Now, Adam is called of the humanity. It was Adam that God gave the commandment. Okay, out of Adam. Adam is the natural father of the human race. Single one of us came from Adam. Adam represented everybody. So, you understand why is it that sometimes infants die? Why is it that an infant died? A little infant, how many times one? A bata who has not even sinned. The only way you can explain that is because of the fall of the man. Because the Bible says, through one man, death spread to all. Because of one man's disobedience, death spread to whole humanity. Another question. If you look at an infant, the infant look very cute, right? Very innocent. Infant born in sin or no? Born in sin. Psalm 51. Psalm verse 5. Very good. Says that I was, you know, shaped in anything received me. So, but as I said, a little infant looked very innocent. And so does a little small lion cub look very innocent. And cub, you know, a lion, small little puppy, lion, cub looks very innocent. You feel like, how? But wait till the lion become big. Be a ferocious, you will be in his menu of sin. So, it's so important when we got to see nature of sin. Give me another name for original sin. Probably I would like a better word. That is called, our sin is inherited from Adam. Come all the way down Adam. Inherited sin. So, some of you believe that you are spiritually sick. You need a scripture to show that you are spiritually sick. Find scriptures to show that people are spiritually sick. Only that we are spiritually good. Dead. We are spiritually dead. We are going to get into those later, okay? Some believe that just like Adam broke his little finger. It's sad to say, even Billy Graham said that men are spiritually sick. That's why you need to find everything what the Word of God says. If a man, even in front of the pulpit, no matter who they are, the Word of God is above. Now, if you are spiritually, let me give you a scripture. Turn with me to Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 is, "And you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins." In trespasses and sins. He doesn't say you were sick. Then verse 2:5, "Even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together by grace we will save." So, we are not spiritually, but we are spiritually sick for the sake of the argument. If you are spiritually sick, that means you are totally fallen. That means you need a little medicine. Sick, so you need a little medicine. Little assistance, little help. And why is it that our beloved Savior Jesus Christ, the very God in heaven, to leave his throne and become a servant and to die on the cross, if you were living, you got to be